Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me here today. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm honored to have this space. So, I'm Tony Green, psychic medium channel and radio and TV show host and author of 5 books, a hypnotist and a healer, yada, yada, yada. How boring and, like, how long can one person go on about themselves, right? Okay, so here's something fun. If you go to my YouTube channel and it's under Tony Green Psychic something or another. That's really descriptive. I know you'll find it right away based on that. But the show with Jen and I, making holiday drinks, is finally up on my YouTube channel. And I have to tell you, I rewatched it, and I'm a little bit ashamed of my behavior in that show. Professionalism was not at the top of my mind. I think I literally accidentally did a spit take of a reindeer cosmopolitan, and I did that spit take in Jen's face. Now, Jen has been my friend since, oh, gosh, many, 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 many years. And she was teaching me how to make a signature holiday drink. So you get your holiday drinks. They're amazing. but I will say it was hard for me to stay composed during this show because there was alcohol, there were garnishes, and I find it difficult to stay composed on TV anyway. So there's that. And yes, those are elf dresses we're wearing during the show. So there's also that. I just want to say, I think when you start the show in an elf dress, I don't know, does it go downhill or uphill from there? Not really sure. And if you go there, and hopefully you will, and then watch my latest interview with Scott Wagner. He's an attorney. It's on Create a Life You Love. And it's very compelling about how Scott went from being in a band to being an attorney. Yeah, it's a great story. You've just got to listen to it. All righty. Today I'm going to be taking as many callers as possible. So when I do connect with you, please have your question ready or your connection that you want to make. And I will also be doing clearings now on past shows. I've done clearings. If you re-listen to those shows, you will find you get those clearings from those shows in the past. So I can help you clear, and I say I, but really it's your angels, guides, healers coming in to help clear. We can clear relationship issues, financial issues, you name it, they've gotcha. So I am going to go to the first caller, and this is area code I am actually familiar with, 608. Hello, 608. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas Eve, or Happy Hanukkah, whichever one you celebrate.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, exactly. Happy holidays.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Okay, it's the holidays. Both of my parents have passed away. I don't have a relationship with my two older sisters. That's all I have. And do you get any messages from my parents or anything? And just tell me the truth. And if it's not positive, I'm fine with that.
No. So the first thing I keep hearing, and now I want to explain, and thank you so much. I'm so happy. Oh, I'm going to cry a little bit. I am so happy you got through today because you really need this more than you're even aware of. Now, I'm going to give you exactly what I'm hearing. If this means something to you now, great. If it's later, I keep hearing two things. The first name I hear is Joe. So I don't know if there's somebody named Joe on the other side or in your life currently, but I hear the name Joe. Is that familiar to you?
Not really. My name is Jill, and sometimes people think I say Joe.
Okay, well, maybe that's what I'm hearing. Maybe that's what they're saying. The other thing that I want to let you know is I want to say this is a grandmother stepping in. Now, I see some, hear some, and I sense some. The person I'm seeing step in, the one I'm seeing, now there are others that I'm hearing, but the first one that I'm seeing, I want to say she's a grandmother. She's a fuller, not by any means overweight fat, but a fuller woman in one of those, like, what I like to call Aunt B dresses, from the Andy Griffith Show, like one of those types of dresses that they used to wear back in the day. She is stepping in now, and she's gravitating toward me from the light. And the first thing she wants to say to you, and there are others here, your parents are here, but for some reason she's the spokesperson today. And she is just saying, she wants you to know that you're loved more than you know that you are. There's so much more here for you than you realize. You're not looking at what's going on that's good in your life. You're spending your time thinking about what you feel hasn't turned out.
True.
You have to realize that sometimes people are taking out of your life to protect you, not as a form of rejection. If people cannot honor you, if there is not honor in a relationship, the relationship must cease to exist. Only relationships that are growing in love, with love and light, you have to be growing in that direction of love. Otherwise, it will dissipate or the people will become bitter, angry. This plane is all about evolving, and they want you to know, and they want you to be in that space of love and evolving. They don't want people around you or you around people that do not honor and respect each other. The thing about this planet or this plane, as they like to call it, is love. It's all about learning to be in that space of love and remain in that space of love. And sometimes, you know, just because we have siblings, it doesn't mean we have to spend time with them. Listen, there are 7 children in my family. This is me, not your grandma. This is just me talking here. There are 7 children in my family, and I talk to 2 of them. And
wow.
I'm not saying they're wrong. Yeah, I'm not saying they're wrong and I'm right, but I'm just saying sometimes people, once we grow up, we can be very, very, very different. And I'm sure they feel mutually about, you know, it's a very mutual feeling that we're very, very different and going in very different directions. And I can love them better from a distance and have that unconditional love for them at a distance. I try not to judge. It's just really not easy sometimes for me, even doing the work I do and knowing everything I know. Not like I know more than others. I'm just saying, just because we share blood or parents or shared a childhood home with someone, it doesn't obligate us to that space for life. Okay?
Yes.
Sometimes a family member can feel like a life sentence, and it shouldn't. We are not obligated to anybody for life. As long as we are growing and learning in love, we can remain in the situation. If we are not growing and learning in love, we must move on. This incarnation, and I cannot, okay, I'm channeling now. I cannot be more clear about this. This incarnation is about love, unconditional love for self and others. Now, sometimes we can't have that for others just because we can't, and that's okay. It's time to move on from that space then. We've learned everything we can from that relationship, and it's time to move on. I will tell you, your grandmother also wants to say that she is, okay, she's hoping you to have some profound experiences throughout this next year. It's time for you to let go of the past, let go of the sorrow and the grief. You carry everything very heavy on your chest, meaning possibly in the heart and the lung area, but definitely in the heart. You carry everything very heavy on your chest, and you spend your time reeling in your mind about could have been, should have been, would have been, how you feel things should be different. And she's saying, just let all that crap go and move on. It's time to be in a different headspace so your heart can heal. What if everything is exactly as it is supposed to be? What if nobody's wrong, nobody's right, it just is what it is? And then you just get up and you get going with your day, not worrying about it. They know that you feel very lonely right now, and it's very difficult in the holiday time when we are spending this time as we are, sometimes alone, sometimes without loved ones, and we feel like we long for those old Christmases with, when we were very young, and those family connections, especially at this time of the year. But they are saying, and they cannot be more clear about this, why don't you check out a few homeless shelters and volunteer this year and in your years, future years? Nothing will give us gratitude. Nothing will give us gratitude like seeing somebody who has less than us. I bet that sounds just horrific, but it is profoundly true. They also want to tell you that you have been, I think this is a male definitely, and I'm sorry for this message because it sounds so harsh, but it's not. It's kind of a joke. Get off the pity pot and onto the golden pot. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, if I wanted to soften that up and translate it, I would say get out of your head and get into your future. There is so many beautiful things in this world. I always say, our family teaches us our tough lessons. Our friends teach us our love lessons, okay? You're not done yet, not by a long shot, and I feel like this might be your mom coming in now because I can't see her, but I can hear her. You're not done yet, not by a long shot. Stop giving up on shit. Get it together.
Okay.
I don't know if I can swear on the radio. Oops. Stop giving up on beep. Get it together and get it your life. Stop thinking it's over. So what? So what if this didn't work out? Big freaking deal. Get on with it. There are so many people in this world. You're going to let a couple of them determine your worth, what you are and who you are, it's time for you to move on in that space of being empowered. Now, you actually have a lot of grief. As I say that, would you feel like that's accurate, an accurate statement?
Totally.
So for you and everybody listening, now listen, I have lost people that I loved so dearly, and we all have. So I'm probably going to cry, everybody, just so you know, in advance. I'm going to say I have allergies, but it's really going to be crying. So there, that's how honest I am. We are going to clear grief right now. You and anybody listening to this who is suffering from grief, whether it be from losing loved ones, non-communication with people or separation, whatever it is, let's clear this now. Clear it into the point. Okay, as this clears, I instantly, and I don't know if anybody else ever feels anything when they, you know, when I do this, send me an email, send me a little, hey, I felt that, leave me. And when I do these clearings, you might feel your body moving back and forth. You might feel pressure. You might feel energy. You might feel a little lightheaded or dizzy. Some people actually feel a little nauseous because something toxic is leaving them. And some people get very hot and sweaty, and that's because something else is going. Whatever you're feeling, it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly normal, but the end result should be feeling a little bit lighter. For some people, that's instantaneous, and for others, it might take a week or so. I'm going to tell you, you might have some very vivid dreams tonight, love, and you might feel like you are reliving things. You are going to have some angel visits and some loved one visits over the next 7 nights. And the year of 2019 can be very, very, very different for you. All you have to do is choose self. And, you know, they make it sound so easy, don't they? Just choose to have it be differently. Well, if we could just make that choice, wouldn't we all do that? But we don't have the power. We don't believe we have the power to just let go of things so easily and quickly. We believe we have to hold on to things so it doesn't happen again, so that we don't get hurt again. All of these different psychosomatic cray-cray thoughts that we have going through our heads. So I am going to tell you right now, they are strongly like somebody's even pounding a fist on the table saying, let it change. Let it be different. Let yourself be happy for a change. Haven't you gone through this long enough? Is their message to you. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done with this yet? And we would, each and every one of us would go, yeah, but let the but go. Realize you are not here by mistake and you are not here to suffer. Okay? You are here to have a joyful, loving experience. And so what if something didn't work out with someone or a couple of someone? So what? Big deal. Who gives a happy, crappy care? Who cares? Right? There are millions upon millions of people on this planet. It didn't work out with one of them. Oh my goodness. And so what if you were related to them? So what? Who cares? Don't take that on. Don't own it. We were all given very distinct personalities so that we could connect with the people that we will work out with, so that we could connect with the people that are meant to be in our lives. Okay?
Yes.
So you, my dear, embrace that and find your new tribe, find your new family. You know, some of my, I love my one sister to bits and pieces, and I love her children, and it's amazing. We have an amazing relationship. But I do have two other sisters that, you know, I do love them too. Mm-hmm. Different life choices, though. Now, I have friends, like my friend Jen, who is like a sister to me. And we have so much in common, and we laugh. And we when I'm with that girl, I never stop laughing. That's what you need to get out there and get. People who have things in common with you that you can laugh with and that you can have fun with. And that's what you need. That's where you're supposed to be right now in life, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. I am so grateful you came through. They want to say that they love you. And
okay.
They want you to have such a happy, happy holidays. And embrace what is in your life, not what you feel is supposed to be in your life. Because just maybe, that was taken out of your life to protect you.
Yes, I believe that.
Absolutely, 1,000,000,000%, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, love. With all the love in my heart, please call me back in about call me back again and let me know how you're doing with the grief, because by the end of tomorrow, a lot of this should have lifted for you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I want to go directly to the next caller. Area code 631. Hello, how are you today?
Thank you, Toni.
Absolutely, my pleasure. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nicole calling from New York.
Hey, Nicole, how are you today? How can I help you? Hi.
I'm good. Hi. I lost my mother a little over 2 weeks ago, and I have some things that I have to settle as far as, like, insurance and things like that, and I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed with it because it really was no preparation as far as this is concerned, and I'm the oldest, and I'm just wondering how you see that going for me. Is there anything that I should look out for? To do, because I'm not really sure. I'm kind of just like walking blind with my hands out with things right now.
Yeah, okay. So first, I want to say I'm so sorry about your loss. It's very
Thank
difficult
you.
To lose someone and then to have to go through all the steps to try to
Yes, we just got through the funeral. Like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I can't. I am so, so sorry. I know how overwhelming just that in and of itself can be.
Yes.
Now, how many siblings do you have? Do you have siblings?
I have
many?
Two sisters and a brother.
Okay. There's going to be complications from one person, okay? Take it with a grain of salt. Sit down with everybody. First, okay, the first thing they're saying is comprise a nice little email that says, you know, this is the situation. I want input, but I want you also to understand there's a lot more here than you realize. And I will keep you apprised of everything, but please be patient, kind, and loving through this whole process. Realize that anybody who's giving you poop during this process, mm-hmm. it's because they're grieving and they're angry. You have one sibling that mm-hmm. is a bit entitled, and nothing is ever enough for this sibling. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. This sibling is going to be somewhat problematic, and there is going to be like it was unfair vibe coming from this sibling. All I can tell mm-hmm. you is do what you need to do. Don't worry about the rest of it, okay?
Okay.
In paying off things and settling things, make sure that you are absolutely positively, you know, If you feel comfortable sharing these things with everybody, you can go right ahead and share it. But don't worry about pouty little babies. I wonder who that came from.
Yes.
Boy, that flew out of my mouth, and as it flew out, I was like, oh, my goodness. let's be nice. It's Christmas Eve. Don't worry about pouty little babies. Again, it's coming out. They'll get over it in time, and if they don't, that's their problem, not yours.
Right.
Make sure that you
right.
are emotionally taking care of yourself during this time. Make sure that you are getting
yeah.
the rest that you need. And it is overwhelming mm-hmm. for you as it would be. That's to be expected. all I want you to know is I'm going to, again, reinforce that, you know what, there are going to be some roadblocks with this for you, so I'm going to clear them now.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, so you should feel something, and this is a lot of headspace stuff going on for you. Like, you have a damned if I do, damned if I don't thought process about this. Like, you feel like no
yeah.
matter what you do, you're going to upset somebody, you're going to step on their toes.
Yes.
You know what, you just can't. You gotta let that go. Do what needs to be
mm-hmm.
done. Document everything and send a copy to everybody.
Okay.
Whoever doesn't like it, it's because they don't have control and they wouldn't be as ethical as you would. They feel very entitled. They feel they're very spoiled. They've been. Is this by chance the boy? Is this the brother by chance that's very entitled?
It's really kind of all three of them in a sense. And for some crazy reason, my aunt is really feeling like this
okay.
too. Like I feel like she wants money and like that's all she's been talking about. And we've just
yeah.
been trying to get
okay.
to the funeral. But like with my siblings,
yeah.
like they do feel like that. But I've always been like the mother role with them. So they kind of take it
okay.
as, okay, fine. Like they're definitely like that. But they know once I put my foot down, like, That's it.
But
for some reason,
okay.
my aunt is just, she's
okay,
overwhelming
that's the
right
one
now.
That's entitled. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to hand your aunt off to one of your siblings. Just don't even communicate with her. Hand your aunt off to one of your siblings. And I feel like you need to hand your aunt off to the brother because women,
yes,
older women especially, tend to listen
yes,
to
that's
poor.
True.
Yeah. Yes. Right. You know exactly where I'm going with that. So hand your aunt off to the brother and you do what you need to do. There is nothing owed to anyone. Nobody is entitled to anything. Just keep a very clear record
right.
of everything so that in the end, everybody can see. Now, everything
okay.
being said and done,
yes.
your mom, she would have really wanted to make sure that the children are taken care of, and that's pretty much
yes.
it. That's
right.
And I cannot
right.
stress
and my aunt
more.
Took all the papers. I don't have any. I don't. She took when she passed away. The first thing she did was go to the house and took all her insurance paper, any important documents. I don't have any of those things, and she's saying that she doesn't have them, what she found. But I feel like that she's lying, and for some reason she is trying to make this difficult, and it's about money, and there's nothing that I can even do about it. Everything's already set in place.
Okay.
And the only thing that she
Look
can make difficult
goal,
is the fact that I won't, yeah.
Her bank accounts, payments for insurance, and so on and so forth. So if you're questioning whether your mom had life insurance or any kind of insurance, check out her bank statements,
right.
and you
okay.
will very easily be able to know where she was making any insurance payments to. Also, all those documents, just make sure the change of address to your mailbox is coming in. All those documents will
wow,
come into your
mailbox. Wow, I just did that. I just did that yesterday because she changed the mail. She changed it to her address.
Of course she did. She feels like,
yeah.
again, very entitled,
yeah.
very bossy.
Yes.
She's going to get angry once this is said and done. You just have to, you know, double down on it. Now, I do want to tell you, everything is going to work out. Everything is going to be okay. It is going to be a little problematic. But in cases like, you know, whenever this happens, it is problematic. There are a lot of emotions that run very high, and everybody wants to make
right.
sure they get their fair piece of the pie.
Yeah.
And nobody needs pie because we are all self-sufficient and we all have our own, and God takes care of us, not
right.
whatever else.
Right,
so
right.
What I'm going to tell you is just do what you need to do, document everything, and just move forward as proficiently as you can, okay, sweetie? Give
yeah.
me one little
yes.
second here. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'll be back next Monday, which is New Year's.